Argentine ant education. Argentine ant life cycle. Habits. Like many species of ants, Argentine ants have a reputation for being highly efficient in following trails in search of food and adaptation. For example, queens have been known to produce pheromones on their way back to the colony once they have located a large food source. This characteristic feature ensures no time is wasted relocating a previously set road. Among the foods that cause greater interest in this type of ant are those rich in sugar. However, during the reproduction period, this diet changes drastically to become a diet rich in animal protein. And since we mentioned our friend, the Argentine queen ant, I find it interesting to cover a bit of its counterpart, the male ant. This individual of the colony is very interesting since it has a single purpose. This must mate with the queen ant to populate the colony. It could be said that mating is its only reason for existing, and that is why this ant has the shortest life expectancy of all. We are talking about a life expectancy of around a year, which will end after mating. Once the eggs have been laid by the queen ant, many sterile workers will begin to hatch. Among his most notable responsibilities are the following: the search for food both for themselves and for the queen ant, care of the eggs and young larvae, and, of course, the feeding of the baby ants. Not all ants build new nests through swarms. Argentine ants need budding to reproduce, a known process in which queens and males mate inside the nest. Once this cycle is complete, it allows them to migrate and continue directing the process from another side until they create a new colony. These networks of nests with interlocking links can spread out to form giant colonies. Habitat. Argentine ants like to live in moist environments near places with plenty of food to build a low nest under boards or stones or along the garden. When the weather is not favorable, and there are many extreme temperatures, humans often notice that ants tend to invade buildings with great ease and will continue to live near moisture inside trim such as water pipes, sinks, or potted seedlings. The common way that ants enter a home is by crawling through the trees through the area next to utility lines that touch the building. Threats to humans. Are Argentine ants harmful? Argentine ants do not pose an extreme health threat, however, some Argentine ants have been known to crawl over sewage, garbage, and dead animals while foraging for food. They can contaminate food if they build nests in a home's kitchen and become pests of chicks and beehives. However, these are just some general examples they share with other insect species and should not be attributed solely to ants. Environmental requirements. Due to its origin, this ant strongly prefers temperate climates. To be more specific, we are talking about controlled humidity levels. Various investigations have confirmed that both dry spaces and those with a higher than normal level of humidity limit their territorial expansion. Another factor that can play against them is the temperature of the environment.